Wang Min has made the comments at a meeting of state parties to the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea.
中国的岛礁建设是在中国领土内进行的，完全是中国。
The construction activities on the islands and reefs have been carried out within Chinese territories and fall within Chinese sovereignty. They are legitimate, fair and reasonable. The construction activities are mainly aimed at improving the working and living condition of the personnel and better fulfilling the international obligations of carrying out oceanic search and rescue operations and disaster prevention and mitigation. It is also designed to provide better service to China and neighboring countries as well as the vessels of other countries shipping through the South China Sea.
Wang Min says the annual meeting of the convention state parties is not the right place to discuss these issues, and this is merely his response to the 10-minute long accusation made by the envoy of the Philippines beforehand.
I want to give this state party a warning. You made a mistake and did a bad calculation. The will of Chinese government to protect its national sovereignty and territorial integrity is as solid as a rock. You won't get what you want no matter how eagerly you make your voice heard, either at this meeting or at the United Nations.
Wang Min says China has always been a stabilizer in the region that needs peace and stability to realize sustainable development.
China supports and advocates the double-track approach to deal with the South China Sea issue. The disputes should be solved through dialogue between directly concerned state parties, and the peace and stability of the South China Sea should be held by China and ASEAN side by side. The Chinese government is willing to work with ASEAN countries to completely and effectively implement the declaration on the conduct of parties in the South China Sea and reach the code of conduct based on consensus at an early date.
The Chinese envoy also says China will neither accept nor participate in any international arbitration proceedings on this matter. The Chinese government made a declaration in 2006 excluding disputes over maritime delimitation and territorial sovereignty from compulsory dispute settlement procedures under this UN convention. When it comes to broader issues, the Chinese envoy made a threefold suggestion, including raising the political willingness to build a global community of destiny over oceanic issues, balancing the economic, social, and environmental implications of oceanic development, as well as seeing developing countries play a bigger role. For CRI, I'm Su Yi in New York.